We had the big news story today that Danilo Cavalcanti, the crab walker who escaped from that prison in Pennsylvania, was captured yesterday. And he was captured with the help of our next guest. Joining us on the ticket hotline is Yoda, the Belgian Malinois police dog that captured the crab walker. Good morning.
Reluctant, I feel, but talk to morning radio, I will.
Listen to that voice.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
Captured crab walker, I did.
Yes. Well, was it hard trying to capture the crab walker?
Do or do not. There is no try. I can't do it, guys. I can't do it. I'm so sorry, guys. I can't keep
on. Oh, that's pretty good.
I had to do it, didn't I?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, it's fun. I'm named Yoda, but I don't talk like that stupid Muppet from the Star Wars. You know, I guess I just like to play with people's expectations, you know?
Sure.
Okay, well, I guess your owner was a big Star Wars fan then.
No. You know, actually, George, it's interesting to bring that up. I'm not even actually named after the Star Wars character. I'm named after a different Yoda.
There's another Yoda?
Yeah. It's a famous Swedish mountain caller, I think, or something.
Who's that?
His name's Yoda, and his last name's like Leahy Who, I think.
Oh,
I'm not
my
sure.
God.
Yeah, you know, my owner told me the story, but I was only half paying attention.
All right, well, take us through the capture of the crab walker.
You know, Craig, it's something I don't like to talk about too much because, you know, it's just my job, but I'll talk at length about it. You know, it wasn't that hard, to be quite honest with you, you know, just all my years of training really kicked in, and that's what it's about, you know, when you get in these situations, your training kicks in and you don't have to think. That's why you do all the training, you know. So I was trained to track Brazilian watermelon dung. Mm-hmm. Years doing that.
Okay.
And it turns out my skill set fit perfectly here. I mean, perfectly. Because this guy, he was surviving from some wild watermelon some guy was growing out there. And he broke into this watermelon patch and he'd been eating that. So, of course, his dung was filled with watermelon seeds.
Mm-hmm.
He was eating them. He didn't know that, you know, they'll grow in your stomach if you eat the seeds.
That's true.
But, So I just followed the trail, and that was easy. And, you know, this guy's getting all his attention like, oh, it looks so great that he was on the lam for 2 weeks. Isn't he a brilliant escape artist? You know, oh, he crab walked up a wall. Oh, let's give him attention, you know. But, look. I sniffed out his dirty butt from 100 miles away. Who's celebrating me? Come on.
Well, right. We are. That's why we had John.
You guys are like the only ones, you know? Dang, the sports radio station out of Houston or wherever.
Dallas.
But, you know, it was when I got up on him there, he was sleeping in, like, this thicket of Johnson grass. It was real tall. It had gone to seed, and he's... You know, he was just laying there, and he was laying on that gun. You know, he had stolen a gun. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, we heard about that.
But, he'd stolen a gun, like, several days before and everything, planning on carjacking people. But he was laying on top of it. He was asleep, laying on his stomach, and I get up on him. I see him. I knew it was him right away. He's wearing that stupid Eagles jersey.
He's also wearing
Eagles pants.
And now, we didn't hear that he was wearing green pants.
No. It was like they were jeans, but they had Joe Walsh patches on the back pockets.
Anyway. Oh, those Eagles. Okay.
So I noticed he's sleeping, and, you know, he's sitting there cutting them when he's sleeping and everything.
Really?
Yeah. But I grab him by the junk.
Oh.
I mean, so I knew this guy's not going to get away, right? So I grab him by the junk and just, you know, just clamp down with that, you know, 2,000 PSI pressure that I got in that Belgian Malinois jaw of mine. But I think I got like a 3-inch tear in the scrot or something like that. I forget what the stats are.
Wow.
But I was pretty proud of that. But then, you know, of course, he wakes up and we start wrestling for the gun. But I got off two shots at him.
You cut off two shots.
Yeah, got off two shots. Parted that stupid hair of his with the second shot, but finally subdue him. You know, and I start. I immediately grab my lapel radio and call in the other offices.
Oh, so you went in by yourself? I thought it was like a whole group.
This was done totally by myself. They hadn't found him yet. You know?
Wow!
You have a radio?
I was just down on patrol, and I found him all by my lonesome there, but. So I call in the other guys on the radio, and the other officers show up, and we arrest him and, you know, zip tie him and all that kind of stuff. But and he starts immediately going, you know, we tell him, you know, you have the right to remain silent and all that. All those stupid Miranda rights. We're giving these criminals way too many rights. You know what I'm saying? But the right to remain silent, he doesn't even take that right. He starts immediately going off about how great he thinks Jalen Hurts is.
Start talking trash. Huh?
Oh, man. He started talking about it. Says, oh, Jalen Hurts is the best ever. You guys are going to see it this season. He's going to be an incredible year. Super
Wow, okay.
He did mention in passing, though, that he thought Jalen runs a little bit too much. But anyway.
Okay.
Boy, all sorts of hot takes.
Meanwhile, I'm like, dude, look, you're getting arrested. Maybe cut back on the Eagles talk a little bit, you know?
Right.
Did you see how bloody his face was, too, by the way, when he was captured? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you do that?
Yeah, that was all scrote blood. That was all scrote blood.
How'd he get up there?
Migrated during the wrestling. Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. And then these freaking law enforcement's up here. They cut me out of the pics. They're all posing with them. You know, you just see me sometimes.
Right. I was going to say, I didn't see you in the picture.
Oh, it's unbelievable. These guys, you know, they're busting my balls. I know
what they're doing. What are you
going to do? Same way it always is. Hey, so what's the deal, man? So DeSantis, he just can't make a run at Trump. It just seems like
all right. Yoda, we're going to let you go. But we appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, George. I appreciate it. I love your show down there in Houston. I get down there
Dallas,
every once in a while.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Yoda, the police dog.